Hey, Foot Clan, it's always a good time to avoid the hustle and the bustle at the grocery store, not to mention the crowds. HelloFresh delivers everything you need to get dinner on the table directly to your door, contact-free. Go to HelloFresh.com/footballers12 and use the code footballers12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Oh, welcome in. Andy, Jason, and a bear coming at you.
It's been a while since we've had Jay Grizz in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, it feels a little bit nicer in here without, there's not an air of hair superiority in the room.
No,
right,
like
now.
Right, Jay Grizz clearly hairier than Mike, but doesn't hold it over us the
right
way that Mike does.
Correct, right. Exactly. So, Jason and I, Jay Grizz, we have it on lockdown today. This is a free agency show today, a lay of the land, if you will, and our predictions on where some of these free agents will go, which is always very exciting.
Yeah, these things matter, and as football fans, we want to know what's happening, and as fantasy players, this is really valuable to just keep in mind through this offseason as we go, like, who are all the free agents? Which ones matter? Which ones do we expect to change teams or stay on the same teams, etc.? And so the lay of the land will be given today.
Yeah, and it's always exciting when big names change teams. Last year we saw DeAndre Hopkins with the trade go to Arizona. Then you start to, you know, get into the predicting and the, you know, just our mindset changes to where we can see the best outcome for these players on their new teams, but it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes they take the money and they end up in a worse situation.
Yeah, I would say historically, the majority of big free agent shifts are negative for fantasy. The players got paid a lot of money because they were already great. So usually, best case scenario is they stay great, but they, more often than not, don't live quite up to that expectation.
So maybe that will end up a silver lining for some of the franchise player news that we have today.
Yes, absolutely.
You can find us on Twitter at the FF Ballers, and I encourage you to do so. You can check out the website, thefantasyfootballers.com, player profiles up there, and get ready for your draft at ultimatedraftkit.com. Let's do some buy-sell, Jay.
Buy or sell, presented by Pristine Auction.
Well, this is a franchise tag edition of Buy Sell, and we almost had this show on Tuesday.
Yes, in fact, we were originally supposed, like, our calendar, we've got a show calendar, we were going to do this show earlier this week. We made the decision,
last minute decision.
Yeah, based on kind of where the news was and what was going on, to kind of push it back a couple of days. And well, that was a great decision, Andy.
Yeah, the reason we did that is we knew that there would be some franchise tag decisions being made, and we didn't want to come on here and make a bunch of predictions that just fell flat. Now, we will still do that part.
Oh, right, but fewer.
Fewer.
Because, like, we will no longer get Chris Godwin and Allen Robinson's destinations incorrect.
Oh, that's true. The Buccaneers assigned the franchise tag to Chris Godwin. The Bears did the same to Allen Robinson. Godwin will end up being paid around $15.8 million. Allen Robinson, $18 million to stay in Chicago. Reaction, Jason?
My reaction is, Kenny Galladay's a free agent. All right. No franchise tag for Kenny G. The Detroit Lions let him know they're not going to place it on him, and he is officially a free agent. And now, can you imagine how happy he is? Because, like, there were three big-name wide receivers on the market.
Oh, that's true.
And now it's like, bell of the ball.
That's right.
You want me, you pay me. Oh, so smooth.
Yeah, he's going to make some money.
Right. Well, he's Kenny G, after all.
For those of you, like, part of this show today, we'll talk about some of the basics of this time period in the NFL. just so that you're up to speed, so that you understand what we're talking about. The franchise tag, you're probably familiar with it from a monetary perspective. It's a one-year deal. It guarantees the player the average of the top five highest-paid players at their position, or 120% of their previous year's salary, whichever is higher. So,
which is why these two franchise-tagged players are getting paid different amounts in Allen Robinson and Chris Godwin.
Yeah, and so you basically have until July 15th to sign franchise-tagged players to long-term deals. Is that accurate?
That's right. So Allen Robinson, he's still hoping for a long-term deal. Chris Godwin, it's not a guarantee they're only on a one-year deal. But I would say the majority of time when people are franchise-tagged, it ends up being a one-year deal, unless the tag, like in Dak Prescott's
right.
situation, is being used just really as a tool. Like, Dak is technically franchised, but they came to agreement on a big, new, fatty contract.
I feel like they took the franchise tag, like the paperwork, the legal paperwork, and they all did it in pencil. You know
right.
what I mean? They're just like, yeah, we're going to go through the hoop here, but we knew where we're headed. Now, do you think that the one-year case will, you know, be the case for Godwin and Robinson?
I
think
do.
Either one ends up with a long-term deal?
I do not think either one ends up with a long-term deal by whatever that date is, July 15th.
All right, so here's the buy-sell. Chris Godwin and Allen Robinson back where they were. Are they top 15 wide receivers in 2021?
Okay. Now, are we taking this individually? Like a buy and sell on each? Or
no.
Do they both have to be?
Are they both top 15 wide receivers? Because... Look, it was a down year for Godwin coming off of the breakout year in which he was arguably the best wide receiver in the game.
Yes, it was.
And injuries.
I would credit most of it to injuries. The first half of the season, Godwin dealt with a ton of different injuries, missed several games. If you look from week 9 on, at that point forward, he was just healthy, played the entire rest of the season. During that stretch, he was the wide receiver 14. So he's inside the top 15, you know, threshold we're arbitrarily coming up with.
Not that arbitrarily, because if you look at both of these players, they tied each other with 13.2 fantasy points per game, which was exactly wide receiver 15.
Oh, on a per game basis.
So on a per game basis, this is very not arbitrary.
Okay, so with Godwin, I feel like there is nowhere to go but up. I can't imagine him having a worse season next year. Now, that was points per game, you're saying. Obviously, he finished, I think, wide receiver 32 because he missed
right,
several games.
Right, which you throw out due to injury. Yeah.
But I presume Antonio Brown will not be back, and or Rob Gronkowski, at least one of them, just financially speaking.
What about the everlasting arm, though? When will that noodle up?
From my understanding of the definition of the word everlasting,
oh, I
believe
see.
That it will not dry up. And I'm sick of, I think it was like 16 years ago at this point now when I predicted the end of.
Oh, yeah.
The
Remember
end
that?
Of the Patriots and Tom Brady and.
Right.
Fool me once.
Just the Patriots, though.
That's right.
Is how it panned out.
Yeah. So I, you know, when I look at these two players, if I had to pick one to be better next year between them, I actually prefer Allen Robinson.
Oh, as do I. I did not expect that from you, though.
Right, because I've been, over the last couple of years, the Allen Robinson hater is the wrong word. Like the speaker of truth, I believe, is how I would call it.
The realist?
The realist, yes.
The more... Yeah, we've had lots of debates about Allen Robinson because there's this aspect of his pure talent, which I think we all agree is
outstanding.
Top five, probably, in pure wide receiver talent.
Yeah, I think so.
But then, you know, you've said a lot of his production has come due to insane target volume. And so you had made some arguments during the year that maybe some of that value is exaggerated due to target volume. And if that changes, you know, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember the mean things you've said about him that were based in fact.
The reality is, once again, he had over 150 targets. And I believe he's had four seasons now where he's played 16 games, all of them. Outside of the rookie season, over 150 targets. So he is, I mean, we remember, what was it, 2012 when we nicknamed him?
The Target Monster.
The Target Monster. Yeah. Like, that was his official nickname. And I think it's just stuck. And the reality is he's had bad quarterback play. He's going to continue to have bad quarterback play. No matter, you know, the Bears aren't getting Russell Wilson.
No.
Sorry, Chicago fans.
Okay. 102 receptions last year for Allen Robinson. 1,200 yes. yards, okay? Six touchdowns. He had 151 targets. He's getting paid $18 million. Do we think Robinson has it worse than he really does?
Yeah. Yeah, we because he doesn't have it that bad.
Because he's got it pretty good. 150 targets, you're the alpha. You in? I mean, 102 receptions and 1,250 yards, like,
the fantasy.
I know he wants to win.
Yeah, but the fantasy community just wants stats. And you think, okay, if he's top
five.
But
how good can it get for him, really?
Well,
I mean, this is like the Juju with Antonio Brown season. How good? Put Allen Robinson on whatever team you want. Put him on Green Bay. Does it get better than 102 for 1,250 and six?
Probably not. He would need to be the alpha for a good quarterback. So really, here's the best case scenario. The best case scenario is
the Bears get a good quarterback.
Exactly. The Bears get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, or you know, somehow they swing
Nick
one of these
Foles.
Oh, Jake Gris getting hype.
Yeah, this is a lot of Bears talk.
But speaking of Nick Foles, you know, right now you're like, oh, they don't even have a quarterback. We don't know who it's going to be. Nick Foles is under contract. Nick Foles is currently the starter, and if you actually look on a per-game basis where Allen Robinson played the best, it was with Nick Foles. He was had a higher target volume, yards, same touchdown pace. He was better with Nick Foles.
See, I felt better as an Allen Robinson manager late in the season when Mitch took the job back.
Yeah, it was surprising when I looked that up today, but he averaged almost
three. Is that in career or last year?
No, just last season. He averaged almost three fantasy points more per game with Nick Foles.
Maybe that's just because when Nick Foles started games, you kind of knew what the ceiling was going to be for that game. And he was still going to be the best receiver, but you weren't going to get something special. All right, buy or sell. I'm officially going to buy both as top 15.
I will buy both as top 15 as well.
But barely. I think Godwin's the barely one. It is a great line.
Jay Grizz is happy to hear you say that.
All right. That
barely.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's a...
It's better to explain the joke.
Well, he's a bear.
Right. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Buy or Sell, brought to you by our friends at Pristine Auction. Use our code BALLERS when you go over to pristineauction.com, and they'll give you $10 towards any piece of sports memorabilia, pop culture.
But what if I wanted like a Michael Jordan signed awesome, you know,
yeah,
poster?
You could do that.
But if I signed up with BALLERS, would I get $10 off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You are so smart. Let's talk news.
News and notes from around the league.
All right, you mentioned it earlier. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott have agreed to a four-year deal worth up to $160 million, tied with Patrick Mahomes for third highest compensation or completion percentage. Not compensation. You can't tie with Patrick Mahomes in compensation.
No.
This is an interesting deal for Dallas. It was one that had to happen. 4 years is not a lot. Because the way these deals work is, you know, you lock up Dak. You're not talking about it for, what, 2 years?
Right.
But then you're talking about it again.
Well, and that was the biggest sticking point was ironic. It's so funny because
he'll get
they
paid
were,
again.
They were franchise tagging him, and that was the big no-no because you want the big long-term deal. But ironically, one of the sticking points was that Dak didn't want a five-year deal. Dak wanted a four-year deal because he's smart. And knows that the salary cap is only going to continue to go up over the next several years. He'll be a nice young age when his contract is up, and he's going to get a contract that makes this one look silly and dumb and small and stupid.
All right, so Dak is the quarterback in Dallas.
But that's great news.
Yeah, it is great news.
We all assumed it, but it's nice to have it happen.
The rest of the stat that I confused with compensation for a moment was that he's tied with Patrick Mahomes for the third highest completion percentage for the first four-plus years in the NFL. So that's impressive. Kurt Warner in there, Deshaun Watson in there. A couple of veteran wide receivers have been released, Jason. Emmanuel Sanders, John Brown, both released by the Saints and the Bills.
You're going to see a lot of this happening. We talked about it, the salary cap came in. It is official. It is lower than what it was last season. That's the first time that it's
gone by a lot
down in, forever. Has it ever gone down?
It dropped from 198.2 million to 182.5 million.
Yeah. And so you're going to see a lot of players like this that are cap casualties. We've seen them already. Kyle Rudolph. And so Emmanuel Sanders, John Brown, it's going to be a hard free agency market for them. Yeah, I would imagine someone the age of Emmanuel Sanders is probably done.
Could be, unless he wants to go take a little one-year veteran deal someplace to try to win a championship.
That's true. He could replace Antonio Brown.
No, that is a perfect situation like that. Add depth somewhere. But you're right. You are going to see more of this, and it will provide opportunities for those players that are inexpensive, inexperienced, back behind these veterans.
I mean, Gabriel Davis.
Gabriel Davis. You can just say it. You don't even have to pretend to sneeze.
That's solid. There's really no reason for that. But go.
Was that supposed to be secretive?
Can you trade for Gabriel Davis now, or is it?
Of course. Oh no, you can for sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's done nothing really.
Right. Then I would do that.
But Mike is not here today. Probably oodling Adam Trautman pictures at his house. Emmanuel Sanders, who's going to catch the ball in New Orleans?
Well, here's the three players we know it's not going to be. It's not going to be Emmanuel Sanders. It's not going to be Jared Cook.
Yeah.
And who is the other tight end that just...
Josh Hill.
Josh Hill is not going to be him because they're not on the team anymore. So Adam Trautman is looking like a more important piece of the offense.
All right. Ryan Fitzpatrick does want to play again. We weren't sure if we'd have to say some final words about him moving on. There were some retirement rumors from John Clayton, but he says he plans to play.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, we need him.
It's good for America.
Yeah.
It's on brand.
I don't think that there's any other news that we should cover. The New England Patriots picked up Trent Brown.
For nothing.
Right.
For a fifth, not even for a fifth round pick. For a fifth, seventh swap.
Yeah.
Like, that's why every team out there needing offensive tackle help is like, wait, why didn't you maybe tell everybody that you were open to trading?
Could have maybe gotten a little more.
See what the market was. Yeah, but it's going to be fun to look at the entire market, see what team needs are and who's going where. Andy, I think I will get it 100% correct. And you will get all of the picks that you say the same thing as me.
Correct. Okay.
That's how I think it's going to happen. But before we get to our free agency predictions, I want to thank today's sponsor, HelloFresh. We've all used them forever. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients.
Fresh.
Soup's fresh. mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Cuts down on waste. Makes it so easy. You skip the lines at the grocery store. It's fun. It's easy. You could cook as a family. And it's affordable. It's actually 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. And 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. So you're getting high-quality stuff here. They offer 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, quick breakfasts and lunches. Perfect for the busy schedule, and over 25 different recipes every week that you get to pick from. You're going to love it. It's great. It makes dinners easy, different. Go to HelloFresh.com/footballers12. Use the code footballers12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/footballers12. Use the code footballers12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Free Agent Frenzy.
All right. Another thing that was requested beyond the explanation of the franchise tag was maybe just giving a brief rundown on the various forms of and structures for offers in the offseason, Jason.
You got the unrestricted free agents, the restricted free agents, the exclusive rights free agents, and basically you boil it down like this. Unrestricted free agents are free agents. That's what you think of when you think they're not under contract.
Like Brooks. We let him sign with anybody.
That's right. He's always available.
Always available.
But nobody can afford him.
Right.
Because he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
So an unrestricted free agent, that means they're on the market. A restricted free agent means the players can sign an offer sheet with another team, but their current team can keep them on the roster by signing him to a restricted tender.
Yep.
And then an exclusive rights free agent is not one. But that's the way I look at
it. It's a free agent wink. Yeah.
Yeah, it basically means they can be a free agent if the team wants to let him go.
Right.
So they have no control. They're like as far away from what a free agent is as humanly possible, except for they've got the name exclusive right free agent. So it might make them feel
better. I think the exclusive rights is really attached to the team. The team has exclusive rights.
That's right.
Yeah, they have no rights.
That's correct.
And then when we say cap hit and dead money, what are we talking about there?
So a cap hit's not necessarily what the player is being paid. It's what they count towards the cap that season. Dead money is guaranteed money left on a team. Like, they're not on the roster, but they're still counting against the cap. There will be a lot of that going on. Like, for instance, Carson Wentz has a dead cap hit right now on the Eagles, I believe, right?
Yeah. For
that's gross.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Just a lay of the land here. I mentioned that the cap had changed this year. It will impact the money made in free agency as well as some of these releases that are going to happen to veterans and to players and restructuring and all of that. The top five teams, cap space-wise, Jacksonville number one, then New England, just barely behind Jacksonville. The Jets, the Colts, and the Bengals are the top five teams. And the bottom five, in debt, trying to figure out their way out of debt, getting to the cap number. The worst, the Rams right now, then the Saints, Eagles, Bears, and Chiefs. And most of the time, these teams do figure it out. They do figure it out, and they maneuver their way the way that Drew Brees, even if he might retire, he restructured some things so that the team has cap flexibility.
And then it'll happen after the June 1st deadline, or is it July 1st? One of those, and then you know, it'll move $11 million off of their cap space. So the truth is, we've done this for years, and most every year I look at what teams have available cap space and think they're the only teams that can sign important players. And then all of a sudden, a team that seems like they have no cap space signs an important player. It happens every year. I don't know how they do it. Voodoo, magic, and
yeah,
cheating is my guess. But, you know, if you're a fan of the Saints and you're like, oh, no, we're super under, you know, we have no cap room, you'll be able to do something.
You'll figure it out. All right, couple of important dates before we start the breakdown position by position. Monday the 15th, which is coming quickly. That is when the legal tampering period begins, which is when a lot of news is going to break, because that is when teams are permitted to enter contract negotiations, and you're going to have reports of signings.
Yeah, I mean, usually over the more recent years, that's opening of free agency. Like, free agency doesn't officially open until that Wednesday, the 17th. That's when they can actually sign the paperwork. But really, I think it's going to be when the legal tampering period opens up. But you can always be Frank Gore. Never
Which
forget.
Which is to say, I'm going to sign with you when the league year starts, but then not do that.
Right. Frank Gore was a Philadelphia Eagle during the legal tampering period. Before he signed with the Colts, it was announced he agreed to terms and yada, yada. And then a couple days later, he's like, I think I want to go with the Colts. So,
and then the league year starts 2 days later, officially. And that is when official signings will happen. And that is the 17th of March. And free agency is official at that point. All right. Most of our predictions are going to be in the running back, wide receiver, tight end department. Quick lay of the land, though, at the quarterback position. Lot of quarterback needy teams, also a draft in which I think there will be four first round quarterbacks drafted, maybe
I'd say five. I would say there will be five drafted. I would say
so that would be Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Trey Lance.
Yes.
And then who's the fifth?
Trey Lance, Mac Jones.
Yeah. So that there it's possible. There are teams that are in a position where they have a quarterback, but you're looking to the future, like Atlanta. Atlanta's in that department. And then you have teams, Carolina, Chicago, Denver, Jacksonville, New England, New Orleans could be looking to the future. The Jets.
You have teams that
49ers.
Yeah, I was gonna say they've got a quarterback and they hate him.
Right.
The 49ers, Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously at the top of the draft, there's going to be – so, you know, it's like, okay, the Carolina Panthers are looking for a quarterback, and, you know, the Bears are looking for a quarterback. Denver desperately needs one. There's not really a free agent market to fill the need. You've got Jameis
Winston.
Yeah,
we were talking
Winston.
About that at lunch today and didn't really feel like there was a free agent quarterback that would be sought after you'd rather draft somebody and save the money.
Right, because the two main guys out there in free agency are Jameis Winston and Mitchell Trubisky. Now, Mitchell Trubisky is the worst and has has truly solidified that he is not a franchise quarterback, and I'm not sure if he's better than Jameis Winston. So, personally, my love for Jameis Winston knows very few bounds that it's willing to stay behind. I would love to see him go to the Patriots and just for science, let's have Jameis Winston, Tom Brady swap teams and see what happens. But the reality is those aren't players on the free agent market. And they're going to cost a lot more than a rookie would that will guarantee fix anybody's franchise. So most of the teams are looking to the draft or the trade area, trying to get a Deshaun Watson or a Russell Wilson.
Yeah, or behind that, it could be a situation where a Derek Carr or a Jimmy Garoppolo become available based on what happens in the draft, if they're cut. I will say this. We had a show 5 years ago that Al Borland found where the question was essentially pick a player in fantasy football and you have to have them on your roster for 10 straight years. Mm. And at the time, my answer was Russell Wilson. Andrew Luck's name came up in that discussion.
Yeah, he retired, though.
Jameis Winston's name came up by someone not named Mike and Andy. Or Jay Grizz.
Oh, narrows it down. Owl, you.
Cam Newton's name had come up at the time. This was 5 years ago. But one thing that came out of that was still interesting is that Cam Newton's younger than Russell Wilson. Do you feel that? Isn't that an incredible... I mean, it just doesn't seem that way because we feel like Cam has come and gone.
Yeah, Cam seems done, D-U-N, and that's because his ability to throw the ball has gone away. He hurt his shoulder. He's had shoulder surgery, and oh, it's not the shoulder, it's the foot. And obviously, he's been dealing with a lot of injuries over the last couple of years, which is, you know, we all saw coming due to his play style. He is a Mack truck that's going out there and rushing for, you know, 800-900 yards and plowing people over. It's hard to stay healthy through that. But when you watch him throw the ball now, he doesn't have it. So he is technically a free agent. I can't imagine he's a solution for anybody either.
Yeah, the 38-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick is more of a solution.
Yeah. I think my answer was Odell Beckham to the 10-year question, but I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you more.
I don't like that. I was wrong.
Yeah, you were exploring.
Yeah,
you were exploring Jameis Winston. I don't blame you.
Kicking
it was 5 years
tires
ago,
and
you were kicking the tires.
Yeah, I still.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to say it. You can't make me say it. I believe.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Running backs. Let's talk about the running backs. Some cut candidates out there. One of them you're familiar with. Mm. You know, Gio Bernard's a cut candidate this mm-hmm, year. Mm-hmm. Also, this guy. Carry on, carry on.
Nothing really matters. Yeah, he's got 1 year remaining on his contract, but a dead cap of less than $1 million. So he could be a cut candidate. I don't think they need to cut him. I don't think they're in a position where, they wouldn't. And I think it's going to be irrelevant.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah.
Restricted free agents, Philip Lindsay, Gus Edwards, Darrell Williams this year.
Now, on Gus Edwards, Baltimore's come out and said, like, he's going to be part of this team, and he's restricted, so
yeah,
they're going to do whatever it takes to keep Gus. I don't imagine he'll go anywhere.
And Broncos general manager George Patton confirmed the team plans to tender Philip Lindsay.
Oh, really? I had not heard that yet.
Yep, and then Darrell Williams, they could clear $2.3 million. By releasing Damian Williams, which would match the 2.2 they need to tender Darrell Williams. That makes sense. They're a team in need of cap space.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like they would just keep Damian Williams, the Super Bowl MVP.
No, I would not do that if I were them.
Really?
Yeah, Darrell's a better player, in my opinion, at this point. But we can, you know.
I think they're
none
they're
of this matters.
Both very similar, and it doesn't matter. Let's get to the big names.
All right, let's start with the unrestricted free agents, and let's start with the big name, Aaron Jones. He's 26 years old. The team has told Aaron Jones that they're not going to franchise tag him. Therefore, they're going to see what happens in free agency, and it's going to be interesting. because the cap has been reduced and spending big on running backs hasn't proven to be a worthwhile endeavor, whether it's Todd Gurley, whether
Le'Veon Bell. Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
I mean, a running back changing teams on a second contract has not been a good decision for the team signing the big money back. Can you think, what's the most recent example of paying up for a back that worked?
Well, I guess you can't even argue CMC right now. You can't really argue Zeke.
Yeah, I mean, at least those are same teams. I'm thinking someone that tried to go out and acquire a free agent to a different roster. You had Kenyon Drake in a trade go to Arizona and then get the franchise tender. But, yeah, it's not usually a good situation. And here's Aaron Jones, an incredibly important fantasy player.
And Spotrac has his contract projected to be 4 years, $50 million. We will share Mike's predictions as well as ours. This is one I struggled with immensely. If you had seen our show, Doc, you would have seen me changing the team name back and forth on Aaron Jones between Green Bay extending him, mm-hmm. not franchising him, but extending him to an actual contract, or the Miami Dolphins, who everybody wants. It just feels like the puzzle pieces fit, right? Mutual interest, cap space, need.
Yeah, I mean, that was the lay of the land. You've got mutual interest, the money to do it, and a team where it makes sense.
You only need one team that wants to pay to take him away from Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay will sign him for his market value. I think they will sign him if the market is softer than they anticipated.
Right.
Which means I think a team will come to the table, and I will officially declare Miami as the team I think he'll land.
You have Miami. I have the Dolphins.
Okay. All right.
I think that's where he's going, although Mike's landing spot makes a lot of sense as well. He has him going to the Atlanta Falcons, who obviously they went out and paid up for Todd Gurley. It didn't work.
No.
Todd Gurley didn't have it. But Aaron Jones still has it, and they could use a running back. You've got an incoming head coach that's coming from Tennessee, where the run game was so important.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. But I do think that the Dolphins and the Packers are the leaders.
Just to illustrate the value or talent of Aaron Jones, if you need it, Bo Jackson, first 4 years in the league, number one in yards per carry. Nick Chubb, number two. Aaron Jones, number three. I talked about my breakdown and beliefs that I think you will get a good, solid RB1 season from Aaron Jones in Miami, but I don't think that you're going to see his value increase in my mind. The touchdown totals have been outlandish in Green Bay. You don't carry the ball for 5.17 per carry going 300 times. So I don't know. I'd be okay with it. I mean, you'd be happy as a dynasty manager of Aaron Jones if he went to Miami, because you know what's coming.
Yeah, that's right. And you'd be even happier if somehow Miami was able to swing Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chris Carson, unrestricted free agent, also told that he will not be getting a franchise tag from the Seattle Seahawks.
To which, for the first time, a player said, dang it. Usually it's like a negative.
Right.
When a player gets a franchise tag, that would...
He's ready for that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, was that on the table? Give me that money.
He only made like $2 million last year. Why don't you give me your prediction first? Because Mike and I's are the same.
So I have him going back to Seattle, similar to what you were going back and forth with Green Bay. I don't think there's a market for Chris Carson. I don't think there's a big market for running backs because of the combination of running backs' value being questionable to NFL franchises and mixed with the salary cap going down. I don't know if a team's out there going to pay up for Chris Carson. And if they don't, Seattle would want him back. That being said, there are teams out there that could make that happen. Obviously, you and Mike have them going somewhere else. Just throwing this out there for dynasty players, I would look to your waiver wire for Alex Collins, because he is under contract with the Seattle Seahawks. They don't have an early round pick. You know, everyone's like, oh, what if Najee went to Seattle? They don't have a pick for Najee, and so Alex Collins. We're talking waivers for dynasties.
No. It's worth bringing the name up, and the team has shown that they're willing to kind of put retreads into place behind center.
Especially their own.
Right, which is exactly what he is. Chris Carson, I went with Buffalo, and Mike went with Buffalo. There are, here's the market for free agent running backs to me. It is a piece away type of a team. It's a team that needs a more reliable option at running back when they believe they're in a championship window. That is, and then not spending the Aaron Jones kind of money. And that's what Carson represents to me. It's a solution for running back for this year. I don't know if it's beyond this year. He's a violent runner. He gets hurt. He's 26 and a half years old. But this year, Chris Carson's a huge upgrade in Buffalo.
Yeah, I think he would be. I mean, Zach Moss is playing football there.
Right.
Now, and that's meant as an insult to Zach Moss.
And it came across as one.
Oh, fantastic.
Kenyon Drake, another unrestricted free agent, 27 years old, made $8 million on the one-year deal last year with Arizona. Doesn't feel like he's coming back to Arizona, at least we're out here in the Valley. He's been really kind of resistant to talking about coming back, and there's not a lot of – I just don't think he's coming back here.
Yeah, I mean, to start early in the offseason, I did assume he would be re-signed. Steve Keim likes Kenyon Drake. Steve Keim likes whenever he is right on something. When he traded for Kenyon Drake, it worked out very well that season, which is why he got the franchise tender this last year. But you're right, there's been no buzz about it. The only buzz has been that they believe in Chase Edmonds. Should he need to be the guy, he could be the guy. And I don't think that will be true. I think that could be a negotiating tactic. But I have him leaving as well. I've got him going to the New York Jets, who are a team that desperately needs a running back. And I think he could be a two-year type of deal to give them a running game.
I don't know if they're going to go back to the well of spending up on a free agent running back, but maybe they won't have to spend up on him.
I don't think this is a Lev Bell contract.
Yeah, two years, $10 million maybe.
Exactly.
I'm disappointed in something, and that is Mike's absence from today's episode.
Because of your answer here?
Of my answer here.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
It's Washington. The Washington football team. Yeah.
But Andy.
Oh, yes, voice of public opinion.
But they have Antonio Gibson, the best running back of all time.
And that's why it will hurt so much to Mike. I mean, that's why it will hurt. Look, teams don't view the same. They don't look at their depth charts through the fantasy football lens. They look at it through the lens of, look, we need to solidify the position. Antonio Gibson got banged up. Antonio Gibson is young. Kenyon Drake has experience. This is a situation where if it's not Kenyon Drake, I do believe Mike will cry this offseason. It might not be because of Kenyon. It'll be from something in the draft or one of these other free agent names. But you're not going into next season, I believe, with just Antonio Gibson. I don't. So Mike has him going to Houston, to the Texans. Kenyon Drake
reuniting with David Johnson.
Yeah, I just don't see that.
Those two were such great teammates back in Arizona.
That would be awful.
That would be terrible. I think now I'm just going to, Mike isn't here to defend himself. I think he still thinks Bill O'Brien must be the general manager and makes bad decisions.
Yeah, that's probably it. There are other names out there.
To be fair, that's a little insulting to Bill O'Brien because he's been gone for a while and they've been making terrible decisions.
Yeah.
So I apologize, Bill.
It's in the water.
Yeah.
James Conner's a free agent. Marlon Mack's a free agent. Leonard Fournette. Those are names that will complement backfields. None of them will get starter jobs.
James Conner will be gone. I don't think the Steelers want them. Marlon Mack, I think, will re-sign with the Colts, which will hurt all the Jonathan Taylor Thomas lovers out there. And then how about this? Let me just throw out one destination for Leonard Fournette. See what you think of it.
Got it.
James Conner's former team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who like a three-down back, like a strong
big
guy
body
can catch the ball.
Sure.
Would you like that for fantasy?
No, I wouldn't.
If you had him on a dynasty roster, would you be happy?
Okay.
If he went to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Sure.
All right. Me too.
I mean, that is in the scale. That is grading on the curve of Leonard Fournette destinations.
That's right. It's an A, but it's a heavy curve.
Right. You've got it. Lev Bell's a free agent. Mike Davis, Todd Gurley. Oh, my gosh. Gurley's just 26, and doesn't he feel like 36?
Yeah, I mean, these great young running backs, it's sad, man. It really is. Mama, don't let your boy grow up to be a running back. Just don't do it. I mean, they get beat up. And you look at Hall of Fame running backs, like who are in the Hall of Fame, walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
And they aren't walking very straight. And these were prime athletes. So
it's tough. It is. All right. Let's talk wide receivers now. Lots of wide receiver needy teams. This is an exciting position for fantasy football players. This is where we talked about the aforementioned Kenny Golladay, right? Let's start with unrestricted free agent, not franchised, Kenny Golladay. Spotrac has a 5-year, $92 million contract projection.
That will be what he's going to be the highest paid wide receiver, obviously, in this class. I have him going to the Baltimore Ravens, who still...
That's the name that is associated with Golladay the most.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that obviously they spin up on Hollywood Brown, and they know, they recognize they need to get better at passing the ball. Now, I think this is more of a quarterback issue than a weapons issue, but obviously if you have Kenny Golladay and Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews, it's going to be easier to pass the ball.
Well, he's the kind of target that works well with Lamar Jackson. I mean, Mark Andrews is a contested catch go-to receiver. Golladay is top five in those type of catches, goes up and gets the ball. Great red zone wide receiver. I get it.
I saw some metrics on tendencies of quarterbacks and teams where they throw the ball. And the NFL doesn't really throw across the middle between the numbers that often. The majority of passes are to the outside. The Ravens are like the opposite. They're so different than the rest of the
interior
NFL. They throw in the middle of the field, and you get that big body of Mark Andrews or Kenny Golladay for those contested catches. It would work for them.
He led the NFL in 20-plus yard catches and end zone targets in 2019. So even though he was injured last year, let's not forget how great Kenny Golladay is. That being said, I'm going splashy with my prediction.
I would hate it for fantasy.
I am going with the New England Patriots. Jason is struggling.
That would be so gross.
They have the most cap space in football, pretty much tied with Jacksonville. They also are absolutely skill devoid. They just don't have skill players.
Let's name their skill position players, okay? Are you ready?
Begin.
Hold on. I'm thinking. I think you can say N'Keal Harry because of his draft capital. You could say his name. You're allowed.
Okay.
By rule.
Okay, by rule.
And then you've got...
James White's a free agent, so if you were tempted...
Hold on. Wait. Just give me a minute.
Any minute now. See where I'm going?
They don't have anybody.
I don't think that Bill Belichick wants the offense to happen this year the way it did last year. So I think that making the splash here on a player that is a bona fide superstar is going to happen. So I'm going to predict New England with the very splashy free agent signing, the unexpected free agent signing of Kenny G.
That would be a lot of fun if Jameis Winston is throwing him the ball there.
Well, they're going to have another quarterback.
And Mike has him going to the Bengals.
Yes.
So you've got T. Higgins there, but obviously A.J. Green, I don't expect him to be re-signed. Kenny Golladay would be like, oh, you remember A.J. Green when he was great? Let's just sign modern-day
new version
Kenny G.
2.0.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster, unrestricted 24-year-old free agent wide receiver, likely leaving Pittsburgh. Spotrac has a projection of 5 years, $80 million. Juju fits the bill of cashing in and not returning to Pittsburgh.
I wanted so desperately, for the sake of him, for the team, and for our producer Al Borland, who is a Packers fan, to put him on the Packers. I think it would be phenomenal. But as I went along through the rest of the free agents, I just don't believe it would happen because the Packers don't usually spend up in free agency at that position.
He wants to get paid.
Get paid. So
you know who pays?
Yeah, I do.
The New York Jets.
That's where I've got him going as well.
Oh, do you? Yeah, we both have him going to the Jets. You know who else pays? Las Vegas.
Sure, I could
see
the Raiders.
So it was a close contention for me there. Mike has the Dolphins making a splash with Juju. I could see that.
They've got a lot of money. They need wide receivers. Makes a lot of sense. I think he's going to take the Big Apple. You know, Juju's into sponsorships.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, his Twitch feed and his YouTube and all those things. I think the the Big Apple will be appealing to him to go to New York.
Yeah, or he'll take the tax benefits of Miami.
Either one.
All right, Will Fuller. What a year for Will Fuller. 27 years old in a month.
It's a real juiced up year for him.
Yeah. Worth it, though, because Spotrac has him projected for 5 years, $85 million, which is a little bit more than Juju.
And that's also a lot more than he would have been projected for prior to this juiced up season.
Right. Which, I mean, the stats were juiced. He was great. And I got Jacksonville on the list for Will Fuller.
Getting Trevor Lawrence a new weapon?
Yeah, he needs another. They need another skill player on the outside there. Mike actually has Jacksonville as well.
I mean, that would be a fun offense. You get LaVisca Chenault.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Chark and Will Fuller. And
James Robinson, Trevor Lawrence.
That's not a bad offense when it comes to the skill position players. I have him going to the Washington football team. They are in desperate need of another pass catcher there. It's Terry McLaurin and nobody. They've got all these promising young guys. They're like, oh, he's some talent. But they need to actually go out and spend money on a capable player. I think Will Fuller, if you look at the team, they've been going after speed. Right, like the speed guys, that's what Terry McLaurin was. That's what Antonio Gibson is. I think they're going to target a speed guy in Will Fuller.
Fifth most consistent wide receiver last year, Will Fuller, 14.7 points per game. Such an impressive year, juiced or not. Curtis Samuel.
I see that you guys agree with my Washington football team need here.
Yep, this was the wide receiver I chose to go to Washington. I've kind of had him pegged for the Washington football team. Ron Rivera brings Curtis Samuel in. Versatile. Can use him.
Speed.
Yeah, speed. Can use him all over the field, different ways. 4 year, $48 million contract. That's the Spotrac projection. And Jason, you have him going to the Raiders.
The Raiders. There's certain teams that really, really, really target speed. The Chiefs have no money. Washington has money. The Raiders have enough money to make it work.
Wide receiver 10 from week 7 on. That's what Curtis Samuel ended up as last year. Tyreek Hill, Percy Harvin, Curtis Samuel, the only wide receivers with 2,000 plus receiving yards and 450 plus rushing yards in their first 4 years of their career.
His career has not seemed like worthy of what you just said.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Corey Davis, unrestricted free agent, 26 years old, came to life last year. I've got the Raiders as that destination for Corey Davis. They love paying players that have shown some spice for about a year.
I don't think Corey Davis is going to get paid well. I think he's going to end up, which is why I've got him going to the New England Patriots, because the Patriots, they don't pay a premium. They want to make good financial decisions, get everybody at a value, and I think they'll grab Corey Davis at a value. And again, if we can illustrate the skill position players.
Yeah, let's go through that list again.
Okay. Give us a moment. This is a moment of silence. This is just pouring one out, is all this is.
Yeah. I still don't think I agree with you on the N'Keal
Harry. No, N'Keal Harry's awful. He's
And I was a truther coming in.
In rumors, he's being traded, right? Or he's on the trading block.
Yeah, it makes sense. No takers?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like when you're that young and that highly touted, there have to be teams and general managers
believe they can fix you.
That believed so much in the talent that they're saying, if I can get him for pennies on the dollar, I should make that transaction.
Some players aren't fits for New England, too. Mike has Arizona as the destination for Corey Davis.
Okay.
So, could happen. Marvin Jones is the last free agent wide receiver we'll talk about.
And this is why Juju Smith-Schuster did not end up on the Packers for me, because there is not a better player in the NFL to fill in as a number two option for a touchdown throwing machine. Marvin Jones is perfect. I don't think he's going to cost too much. I think he would be a great addition to the offense, and I think he would thrive there with his big body red zone work.
Big body red zone work.
Thank you for repeating.
I got the Texans. I have Houston. They will have an absence at the wide receiver position. They already lost Hopkins, and they're going to lose Fuller. And I think Marvin Jones will come in on a brief two-year deal. Mike has him going to the Giants.
The Giants really...
That's interesting.
There are a lot of people saying Golladay to the Giants. The Giants want to make a splash at wide receiver. They just let go of Golden Tate. I don't know that Marvin Jones...
Is a splash?
Is a splash, though.
Okay. Some other names that will end up being signed. T.Y. Hilton will likely find a new team. Antonio Brown. A.J. Green is a free agent. Yeah. John Brown, like we talked about earlier. Nelson Aguilar, who was honestly, like, that's your steal. Nelson Aguilar to the Patriots. That's your steal to me.
Yeah, I'm going to take John Ross to the Chiefs because they want speed. They'll grab him, and he'll be great.
Yeah, I think Nelson Aguilar, like, I'd rather have him than Corey Davis.
Interesting.
Is it just throwing it out there? All right, tight ends. Let's talk about some tight end predictions here on the show. Robert Tonyan is a restricted free agent in Green Bay. There are some cut candidates. Zach Ertz, we don't know where he'll end up. Jimmy Graham, O.J. Howard, Jack Doyle. Let's talk about the unrestricted free agent predictions here. Hunter Henry, 26 years old. Going to the free agent market. Looks like Mike and I have him going to the same place. I think he will be the highest paid free agent tight end, and I think it will be Buffalo adding that more reliable, like the Austin Hooper to Cleveland addition last year.
Yeah, I mean,
Buffalo's ready to go.
Buffalo has talked about needing to upgrade the position. I think we hoped for years it would be Dawson Knox, and he showed that the door is locked. It don't matter if you Knox, it ain't opening.
I was looking for more of a Dawson's Creek joke there, but you went with like Knox.
Yeah, Knox on the door. So I am
the one who knocks.
I get that. And Hunter Henry's not a terrible blocker, so I think it would fit Buffalo and what they do and would be wise of them to go out and get him. I've got him going to the Colts. The Colts have a trio of busted tight ends, and I think that with that system, with Carson Wentz and Frank Reich, they could utilize a really good one, and he would make sense.
All right, we do have breaking news. The Ravens have given Gus Edwards a second-round tender.
That makes sense.
I think he's going to be staying put.
Yeah, you go second-round level, and teams are not going to sign Gus Edwards and send a second-rounder to the Ravens.
All right, another free agent prediction here. Jonnu Smith. I always say Jonnu. I don't know why.
It's old habit. Yeah.
Jonnu Smith, 25 years old. Four-year, $32 million projection. The Saints are my predicted destination for Jonnu Smith.
Man.
How do they figure it out? What? I don't know. But it just feels right.
I wish Mike was here.
I want him to hurt,
your
too.
Your Gibson, your Troutman hatred is seething right now. I've got the Seahawks. I think that the this is a team that obviously over the last couple of years they've looked at tight end. They've tried to fix it. They went and signed an older Greg Olsen. Will Disley, Big Montana is, you know, he's dealt with the injuries. And Jonnu's, he's a great athlete. Going to that team, I think he would do very, very well.
All right. Mike has the Colts for Jonnu, and that makes sense as well. Here's the last 4 years for Jonnu Smith. Tight end 46, tight end 33, tight end 19, tight end 10.
Oh, if these trends continue.
Gerald Everett's a free agent. Rob Gronkowski, Jared Cook back on the market. Is there anybody that's really interesting beyond those two big names? From a fantasy impact perspective?
From a fantasy impact perspective, no. Not unless something unexpected happens with Jordan Reed, who is still only 30. 30 feels like...
No.
Forcibly retired. Needs to...
Yeah, his 30 feels like Todd Gurley's 26.
That's right. That's fair and accurate.
All right. Jay Grizz, you ready to wrap this thing up? All right. He's so impatient.
Yeah, I feel like he's really got one tone.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for the Fantasy Footballers Podcast today. I look forward to being right about all my predictions.
Oh, well, then congratulations for having some of them be what I said.
But if you think we're stupid, you can let us know on Twitter at the FF Ballers. In fact, Jason is at JasonFFL. You can let him know directly. Mm-hmm. I'm at Andy Holloway. And Mike is at FF Hitman, the website, thefantasyfootballers.com. Lots of articles hitting right now and a lot of exciting things coming your way in fantasy football. So that'll do it for today. Some more free agent frenzy next week when we get these reports. Monday's the tampering time. Take care.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter at the FF Ballers.